cases of gonorrhea in Utah are on the rise, but the cause of the increase remains unclear. According to the Utah Department of Health, cases increased nearly 400% between 2011 and 2014, and there is a sharp divide in the increase between males and females.
In the same time period, we had a 296% increase among males, where we had a 717% increase among females.
That was Utah Department of Health STD epidemiologist Joe Hartzell. He says understanding why and how the cases are on the rise could mean the difference between a woman being able to have children or not. Around 50% of women with the infection won't immediately show symptoms, sometimes for months. This can allow the infection to grow into something called pelvic inflammatory disease, which can make a woman infertile. During this asymptomatic period, a woman could also be spreading the disease without knowing it. So why are the numbers on the rise? Hartzell says one reason is that those between the ages of 15 and 25 aren't practicing the safest sex.
Recent numbers from the CDC estimated that roughly 40 to 60% of youth do not use condoms.
Why the numbers differ between males and females is more difficult to suss out, however.
We conducted a supplemental survey this past April through about September, where we looked at just some additional risk factors that may be causing this. We looked at anything from insurance to substance use to sex work, casual partners, anonymous partners, and so there were significant differences between males and females. So when you looked at males were more likely to claim casual or anonymous sex partners than females, whereas females were more likely to claim a history of meth use or incarceration.
Hartzell says even once the risk factors are determined, it can still be difficult to pinpoint the cause, since the survey results varied significantly between different parts of the state and among demographics like age and ethnicity. One possible explanation for the increase is a lack of funding for groups that treat sexually transmitted infections. Heather Stringfellow is the vice president for public policy at Planned Parenthood of Utah. She says the organization's federal funding through a program called the Infertility Prevention Project has been cut.
With the Infertility Prevention Project, it used to be that we could use the federal dollars to provide treatment for that person and their partner, but we are able to do neither at this point. They would need to help offset that cost themselves. So it may be that people are going untreated, they're not coming in for testing because it's hard to afford it, and it would seem like that would be associated with the rise in positive rates.
Stringfellow says getting the state to back funding for testing and treatment could be a way to start bringing the gonorrhea numbers back under control.
Currently, we don't have any state funding that goes towards that. The Utah Department of Health only uses federal funding for that. So it seems like a good place to start.
Depending on funding and education, it may be a while before gonorrhea is under control in the state. Hartzell says he doesn't foresee the numbers of cases going down anytime soon.